you're asking a question about the power of Harikatha, especially Krishna's Leela, intimate Leelas with the gopis, it has great power. By hearing the pastimes of Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami is saying in 10th Canto, chapter 33, verse 39, Rikriditam Rajabudu Bir, he says the Ridrogam, Param Bhakti Labhyate Ridrogam, Kamam Ridrogam, that the disease of lust goes from the heart. First, what happens is Parabhakti comes into the heart by contacting the supremely divine and sweet pastimes of Krishna's Brajalila with the gopis. And then, after that Parabhakti comes in the heart, it removes, that washes away and cleanses all the lust and greed and lower contamination. And that's which is the heart disease. So first comes the Parabhakti, then the Ridrogam. Kamam Ridrogam. Kamam Ridrogam means the disease, the heart disease. It goes from the heart. So this is the statement of Sukadeva Goswami and the Acharyas Vishnu Chakravarti in his purport, in his tika in this verse. He's saying anyone who doubts this, which we discussed about having Vishwas Nirapadi and Icha, says anyone who doubts this, he's an offender to the holy name and he can't make any advance in spiritual life. Because if someone doubts this statement of Vishnu, if someone doubts this verse, this statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam, then it's called Shastra Ninda. You may have heard of this. Shastra Ninda is a fourth offense against the holy name. So this is not a very good proposal. Someone might say, oh, how is this possible? First you have to get free from lust. You have to get free from lust and all bad qualities. Then you can read Krishna's Leela with the gopis. This is sometimes propagated. This is actually an offensive presentation. One should accept the Shastra on the basis of what it says with full faith and conviction. 10.33.39 Vikriditam Brajabudu Bir Hiram Chavishno Shadanviton Srinu Yad Atavarna Yadhya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Ridrogam Ashvap Hinot Yachirena Dira. A sober person, Dira, who in the beginning faithfully and continuously hears from his guru the narration of Lord Krishna's unprecedented rasa dance with the young gopis of Braj, and later describes those pastimes, very soon, Achirena, attains parabhakti or prema bhakti for the Supreme Lord, and thus becomes competent to quickly dispel the heart disease of lust. In the Gita Shloka, Brahmabhuta Prasnatma, Nasochatina Kankshati, Samasarveshu Bhuteshu, Madbhaktim Labhateparam, it is said by Krishna, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna in Gita, that one attains parabhakti only after the disappearance of anarthas, disease of the heart in the form of lust, anger, and so on. So we can look at that verse. That is like 18 something, isn't it? You know that verse?
Brahma Bhuta 18.65 something, yeah. 62 or 63.
So we can look at that. It's very interesting because there's a difference between what Krishna is telling.
Yes, ma'am. How can there be contradiction?
It's not contradiction. It's contradiction because of your lack of ability to see the synthesis. There's antithesis. There's thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. You understand? So thesis is your statement. Antithesis is the argument. Then the blending of the two points is called synthesis. So you're seeing antithesis. You're seeing thesis. Krishna's making thesis, and you're seeing that Sukadeva is antithesis, or antithesis. But the Acharyas explain that no, there's actually synthesis. So that we have to examine. So this is 1854 from Gita. Describes Gyan Mishra Bhakti. Bhakti mixed with a desire for knowledge or liberation. So this verse is explaining Gyan Mishra Bhakti. So this verse in 1854, Krishna's speaking about the principle of Gyan Mishra Bhakti. This verse is Brahmabhuta Prasanatma. Nashochati nakankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. The Brahma Bhuta, one who is spiritually realized, Prasan Atma, he's fully joyful soul. Nashochati, he never laments. Nakankshati, he never hankers. Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu, Sarva Bhuta Bhuteshu. He is Sama, equal to all living beings. Then, so first he attains, he becomes Brahma Bhuta. Aham Brahmasmi. He realizes I am Brahman and becomes fixed beyond the influence of Tamagun, Rajagun, etc. He's realized he's Prasanatma. He's absorbed in Atma, Atma Sukh, Atmananda. So in such a joyful state of Brahman realization or Gyan Mishra Bhakti, devotion mixed with realization of his ultimate spiritual identity as Brahman, part and parcel of the Lord, Brahma Bhuta, I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, Krishna's eternal servant. Being situated in this transcendental position, beyond the contamination of the three modes of material nature, Brahma Bhuta, one is fully joyful and satisfied in the self. It's called Atmananda, Atmaram. Neither lamenting nor hankering for anything, Aptakam, he is equally disposed towards every living being. Thereafter, one can attain Parabhakti. Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Same thing. Mad Bhakti, my Bhakti, what kind of Bhakti? Labhyate means attains. Param, Param Bhakti. So Gita in 18th chapter, Krishna is saying, first become Brahman realized, become pure, lust, anger, greed, everything removed. Greed, anger, lust, envy, everything removed. Then you can attain Parabhakti. Now, we see the special dispensation. The battlefield of Kurukshetra, there's some Aishwarya Gyan, Aishwarya Mahi Gyan. Aishwarya Mahi Gyan is being delivered there in that particular setting. But there's so much sweetness in this Braj Leela, so much sweetness in this Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna, Leela Purushottam, and his feature, because his feature on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the same Krishna is now Vasudeva Krishna, sometimes showing forearms, and sometimes showing 4 million arms. It's called Viratrup Darshan. 4 million arms, 4 billion arms, and sometimes forearms. Arjuna says, oh, please show me again your forearm form. It's Vasudeva Krishna. But our Krishna in Vrindavan, there's no forearm form. He's only the Naralila, two-arm form. Damodar, Govinda Dama Udara Madhaviti. And this form is most sweet. The human form is the sweetest expression of Godhead. And the sweetest form is in Braj. So he's telling some very sweet Madhurya Mahigyan. Madhurya Mahigyan. The knowledge is being delivered here by Krishna's display of his transcendental pastimes. And the realizations that the Mahajans are deriving from his pastimes are contained within the Srimad Bhagavatam and the tikas of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Shukadeva Goswami is telling at the conclusion of the Ras Leela, he's giving Shruti Phal, Phal Shruti. If anyone has the adhikar to actually hear this Leela, to hear this Ras Leela from the lips of the spiritual master, and he's Shraddha Anvita, he has faith. Faith means that he's surrendered at the feet of his guru and he's trying to follow. And then the effect of this Leela is first Parabhakti. Param Bhakti Te Labhyate. First Param Bhakti will come. This is special benediction. This is called the Shruti Phal. This is the touch of Chintamani Dham. Kurukshetra is not Chintamani Dham. Braja Dham is Chintamani Dham. It is the Dham. Kurukshetra is not a Dham. It's a Kshetra. It's a field. Kshetra. It's called Kurukshetra. It's not Sri Dham Vrindavan. So this is something very special. So in the Gita Shloka, Krishna is telling that first you have to attain Parabhakti only after this disappearance. Parabhakti comes only after disappearance of anarthas, which means the disease of the heart in the form of lust, anger, and greed. However, Shukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam 10:33-39, he is stating that one attains Parabhakti even before the disappearance of anarthas. How? By hearing Krishna's Rasa-lila katha. Therefore, such hearing of Rasa Katha is one of the most powerful forms of sadhana, and it quickly dispels the heart disease of lust. So that is a fact, and that is a point. Now, in the application of this particular blessing, or Phal Shruti at the end of the Rasa dance, it's the conclusion of the Rasa dance, Rasa Panchadaya, ends in chapter 33. And after saying, he says, anyone who's heard this, anyone who's served this Katha, and understood this Katha, then he'll get Parabhakti. And a special kind of Parabhakti, which is Braja Bhakti, Gopika Bhakti. Because it's all about that. You're hearing about Gopika Bhakti, Braja Bhakti, so you'll get that. the Parabhakti Krishna is talking about in Gita, that is just Vaikuntha Bhakti. That's just Krishna Bhakti, Vaikuntha Bhakti. Brahma Buddha Prasanatma. But this is even a special kind of Parabhakti which comes first, before the disappearance of Anarthas. But he says, Brikriditam Brajabadu Biridam Shavishno Shadanvito Srinuyad Atavarna Yadya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Prati Labhyate. So first Bhaktim Param Bhagavati, then Bhagavati Prati Labhya, that one will attain this special divine love, Parabhakti. Then what happens? Kamam Ridrogam Ash Vapahinot Achirena Dira. Very soon, Ashu, Apahinot, gives up. Hina means to kill. Apahinoti, without delay, Achirena Dira. So one is Dira. So this is, although it's not said here, but in the commentaries, this is a word, Dira, that has to be considered. That the medicine works. This is the medicine, Rasa Kata, Leela Kata, from the lips of Rasika Vaishnava, advanced Vaishnavas. Anyone who hears, even if he's a Krodwala, he's a Kamwala, he's full of Kam and Krodi, Lobi, or lusty person, then he will get Parabhakti, Brajabhakti will flood into his heart. However, if a sadhaka who is under shelter of Guru, if he's reading about the Rasleela or hearing Rasikata, which is the highest medicine, and he's so much befelled by anarthas and aparad, that when he reads that kata, then he becomes agitated, increases his agitation for sex, or has dreams, or whatever, then obviously the guru would advise such a disciple to refrain from reading this type of kata, and read the different rasas. This is told in Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Chaitanya Shikshamrita and other places. That one, the guru would advise, you know, in consultation with the disciple, like a doctor and patient, that you should step down, continue reading Braj Leela, and concentrate more on the demon-killing leelas. There's 20 demons which are enemies to Braj Bhajan. So somehow the person may be so contaminated that even the most exalted Ras Leela, he has no adhikar because of his extreme sinfulness in the past, that he's not able to approach these subjects with the proper seva bhav and the proper reverence and humility that's required to get the full benefit of this medicinal effect of the Ras Leela. He reads Ras Leela and then he goes in the bathroom and masturbates. So obviously he's a pretty degraded person. So therefore the guru would advise him that you better read about Shankachuta. Shankachuta represents lasciviousness. Lasciviousness means lustiness in the heart. Because Shankachuta wanted to enjoy Krishna's gopis. The desire to enjoy women can be removed by studying Shankachuta. Killing of Shankachuta, what is it called? Killing of Shankachuta, right? And he had the crest jewel. And then you can read Pralambasura killing. He represents false ego and these type of things. So this is briefly explained in my Appreciating Vrindavan book. There's a couple pages about that. The anarthas. Demons represent particular anarthas. You're still in the ground, you're still in Braj, and you're reading about Braj and Krishna's Braj Leela, but these killing of these demons represents the killing of anarthas in our heart. I have a whole sheet, I don't know if you've seen it, from Braj Mohan, 70 anarthas to Braj Bhajan. I just did it reverse way, because he just, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes chapter 10 or something, Kaliya Daman represents the destruction of 5 or 7 anarthas. And he says chapter 11. This goes like that. So I did it the other way around. I listed the anarthas alphabetically, which came up to about 70. And there's obviously some repetition because there's only 20 stories of demons, so there's 70 anarthas. So next to the anartha, then I wrote the appropriate demon-killing leela, which may be part of my new book, some section there. So it's a little bit advanced. So then it becomes like a thumbnail sketch of like a pharmacopoeia or a medicinal thing. You say, okay, anger, agony, this, that, and then envy. And then you look up, and then, oh, what's some envy? Okay, I have envy, what's that? Okay, look up here, oh, chapter 7, this and that. Dira means one who's thoughtful. In other words, Acharyas, I said that, Acharyas are saying dhira means that you don't become disturbed.
Okay.
So when you read this and you become disturbed, then you'll be advised to read, you're not, you're adhira. So then you should read about, you have, because too many demons in your heart, they won't allow this sweetness to come through. Generally, that doesn't happen. Generally, this is what happens. This is a fact. This is a unique speciality of this Rasa Panchadaya. That's why the Rasa Panchadaya is called the 10th canto is the face of Krishna, and the Rasa Panchadaya is Krishna's smile. And sometimes it's called the Panch Pran. Krishna Chakravarti says the Pancha Pran, the five life airs of Krishna. Of course, he's not material as we are, but it's just an analogy. These are the very pran of the Lord, the very life air of the Lord. Or the Pancha Pran of the Bhagavatam. So it's so powerful, so sweet, so attractive, so innocent. And actually, if someone is becoming disturbed, it means that they're, another meaning of dhira is that one is thoughtful, which means one understands the tattva. Because when you study lila, there must be also understanding of tattva. If you enter lila without understanding tattva, then you become offensive, or you become disturbed. So there must be a blend of tattva and lila, tattva vichara, lila vichara. So the tattva is there throughout the tikkas, and one will understand, if he understands the tattva, then he understands the anantam anandam anantam. Let's go, that verse. Ananda chimarasa vritibhavitabhis tabiri eva nich rupa tayakala vigo loka eva nivasat lakilakma bhutir govindamadi purusham. It says, nija rupa tayakala abhi. So this is tattva. Tattva told by Lord Brahma that these gopis are nija rupa tayakala abhi. Ananda chimarasa vritibhavitabhis tabiri eva nich rupa tayakala abhi. Nija means my own, rupa, my own form. Kalabi means expansions, portions of. These gopis, they are nothing but portions of me. They are expansions of me. Ekopahusham. I was one and I desired vilas, to enjoy rati vilas or rati keli or vilas, pastimes. So I wanted to engage in vichitra lila, variegated pastimes. So I expanded myself. I took the ladini aspect of myself, Krishna's ladini, and he has samvit. Anias Sandini. I took the Ladini aspect of myself because pleasure is derived from that aspect of myself. So I took my own pleasure-giving potency, Ladini, and I created form, Radha. And she created more forms, Asasakis and Astamandris, and more forms, Sakis, and then on and on and on. And then I expanded to accompany each one of those forms. And I enjoyed Vilas with all my own forms. And the gopis are nothing but Krishna. So why? What is the agitation? It's like a boy dancing with his own shadow. So if someone, part of why someone may get agitated or disturbed is lack of grounding in tattva. He's just reading like a novel, like a sense enjoyer. That's why you're supposed to go through the nine cantos to get the basis of tattva. Srishti tattva. Right? Bhagavatam is teaching, you go through the nine cantos and you learn Srishti tattva, you learn Bhagavan tattva, you learn Jiva tattva. You learn karma, all these things you learn in the Bhagavatam, about creation, about the avatars, it's all Srishti Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Jiva Tattva. So all these tattvas, and then you become a Tattva Gyani. Then you enter the, and that's all Aishwarya Mayagyan. Then you enter the 10th canto, and it's Madhurya Mayagyan and Madhurya Leela. So that's why it says, it gradually read the 9 cantos of Bhagavatam properly and study, and become purified. How is it someone gets to read the Ras Lila? They qualify, they finally have gone through the 9 cantos, and some gurus even advise read the 11th canto before even beginning Bhagavatam. Read 11th canto and Gita, because they're complementary. Although you have a sequence, but you can begin by reading 11th canto and Gita, then 1st canto. Because they complement each other. So then, how is it possible that one has read the 11th canto and the Gita and gone through the 9 cantos, then he gets to Ras Lila and he's feeling sexually agitated? That means he never read the 9 cantos. He didn't read them. He was sleeping. Because these 9 cantos remove that. But even it doesn't even say that as a prerequisite, just as anyone who reads this. It doesn't say anyone who reads the 9 cantos first, then this. But if someone is so far gone and so animalistic and carnal, so much addicted to carnal behavior, then you better go back to square one. But the demon killing leelas are there, so you don't have to go back to first canto. Just go back to 10th canto. Stay in 10th canto, but stay with the demon killing leelas until these anarthas are uprooted from the heart. It's different. As before, it says dira. It says that he's ridrogam kamam. Kamam ridrogam. So if someone is ridrogam, then there's a different meaning of dira there. His heart is full of lust. Usually a lusty person, not very dira. He's adira. So here the context of dira is that he's thoughtful. He's a thinking person. And also it says adira means he's not offensive. Vishnu Chakravarti, in his commentary, says dira means one who's not an offender. He believes in this. He believes in this and he takes advantage. He reads this and he prays. And Prabhupada has even written a letter. He wrote one letter in 1968, I believe, to Hayagriva. He says, "So I hear that you're agitated by sex desire. So you should read about Krishna's leelas with the gopis." So that, of course, is an instruction to one person. That's not law books of the whole humanity, but one can think that that instruction, I may be that one person also. That has to be considered in relationship to the circumstance and then the individual, the guru and the disciple. The Prabhupada did say that to one disciple. Do you have any questions? Ganatarala is a stage of anishtita, it's called anishtita bhakti. Anishtita bhakti, and one stage of anishtita or unsteadiness means at the level of, you haven't come to nishtha, so you're anishtita, which means anartha nivritti. In the stage of anartha nivritti, there's a stage, one level called ganatarala. It means sometimes you're serious about devotion, sometimes you're not so serious, thick and thin. Obviously, if one commits Vaishnava aparad, then he loses his taste for practicing bhakti. He loses his taste for practicing bhakti, so then he starts to wane and everything becomes thin. And he's not so serious about it. And if he continues to make Vaishnava aparad, then that preliminary ruchi abhas, or taste of devotion, which is only an abhas, a semblance of ruchi, is taken away altogether, then he increases his taste for maya. Because he has samskaras, for bhog samskaras, which are temporarily suppressed by the influence of bhakti, samvit and ladini, partial way, because there's not full bhakti manifested there. But there's some touch of bhakti is influencing the heart and suppressing this, the bhog samskaras. That's why you see devotees may be initiated in practice for many, many years, and then when they leave, they go back to do exactly the same thing they did before. Before they joined ISKCON, they were smoking bhang or taking bhang or smoking pot, marijuana, and doing all these nonsense things. And 20 years later, they go back because they make offense, because the bhog samskaras have not been completely removed because of imperfect bhakti and imperfect chanting. When they leave or bloop, then those bhog sanskaras fructify again. Latent sanskaras, and they go back to the same activity. Because there can't be activity without sanskar. The cause of action is our sanskaras. Prabdha karma, aprabdha, kutam bijam. There's no sanskaras, there's no karma. So we've done bhakti, so that creates bhakti sanskara and the chitta, and that won't be lost. So next life, then that will come into play again.
From previous lifetimes, does it make obstacles?
Yeah, obviously. But by sadhu sangha, then you get lots of power in sadhu sangha. One time, someone was saying that Srila Prabhupada, we're very unqualified to have your association. We don't have any good sanskaras and we haven't done any good karmas. We ate meat and drank and did so many bad things. And so we don't really have any adhikar to have your sangha. We don't have the sukriti to get sadhu sangha of your caliber. But somehow we're getting the association of such a great Vaishnava as you. How is that possible? And Prabhupada said, I have created your sanskaras. I have created your sukriti. That's a fact. That's called the Hardha Kripa, the heartfelt wishes of the Vaishnava can create all auspiciousness for someone. If the Vaishnava, Kripambudi, the ocean-like merciful heart of the Vaishnava, if he decides to shine his love light on someone, let's say, his love light, his mercy light, then all the mercy of God comes through his heart and shines on that person. And even a dog can start dancing. And Chaitanya Mangal, Lord Chaitanya had Nimai Pandit, he had a pet dog he was playing with one day. He was favoring that dog among all the other puppy dogs. And he had him around his neck and he was favoring him. Then his mother scolded him and chased the puppy dog away and sent Nimai to bathe in the Ganga. The next day the puppy dog was in the marketplace in Navadvip. He was standing on his back legs and he was dancing. The puppy dog was dancing, chanting, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Hare Krishna. And then people were all gathering around, big crowd. Oh, dog is chanting Radha Govinda, puppy dog. And then one airplane came on, Pushpa Viman, flower airplane came. Somebody Kuntavasis, Vishnudut. And then they came to catch that dog and they said, come on, you come on this plane. As soon as the dog stepped on the plane, it got Chaturbhuj form, Narayan Roop, like Narayan Roop, like Kunta Roop, Chaturbhuj. Then he got liberation and went up to the spiritual sky. And everyone saw that. So he's only a dog. What is his adhikar? What is his adhikar for bhakti? He's a dog. So at least we hope we're more than a dog, although we feel like a dog. So this is the power of Lord Chaitanya. So that same power of Lord Chaitanya comes through the Chaitanya Bhaktas and the Gaudiya Sampradaya. All the power of God, all the power of Lord Chaitanya. So if they want to favor someone, then a blind man can see the stars in the sky, a lame man can cross over mountains, and a fool can speak the most eloquent poetry, Mukha Kavitakare Yantavara Smarane, Pangul Giri, and Taragana Deki, Pangulanga Giri, like that. A pango, a lame man, can cross over Giri, can cross over mountains. Taragana Deki. Tara means stars, and Gana means group. He can see the group of stars in the sky. Mukha Kavitikari, the one who is a fool, Murka or Mukha, he can speak wonderful poetry. By the mercy of the Panchatattva and by the mercy of Guru. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langaiti igriam yakripata vahan bande shigunundinataranam paramanandamadam. There's one prayer there, it comes from Bhavishya Uttara Puran. Bhavishya Uttara Puran says, Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langaiti igriam yakripata vahan bande shigunundinatarane. My Guru's mercy liberates me, uplifts me, and makes Mukam kavitikari. That's Mukam karoti vachalam. That my face, my mouth can speak so many wonderful words in glorification of Uttama Shloka Sri Krishna by the mercy of my Sri Guru. Guru Kripa He Kevalam. Abina Guru Kripa Koi Vachan Nehi. So it's like that. They have very little Sukriti Bodh Kamhe, Guru Kripa Jadehe. And then Bhakti Prapti, Bhakti Sadhana Prapti. Well, easy, eh? You read so many accounts, you grow up in India, you hear all these accounts of the Shakti stick. The Guru has a Shakti stick and then, I see the light. Then the Guru collapses on the ground. I've given you all my power. I've transferred all my power to my number one Shishya. Now I'm empty, I'm devoid of power. But we don't say like that. Krishna's Kaviraj says, Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vinay Tara, Krishna Shakti Vinay Nahi Tara Parvartan. This Krishna Shakti Vinay Nahi Tara Parvartan, the Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Then in the age of Kali, the Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vinay Nahi Tara Parvartan. If someone is devoid of Krishna's power, He cannot establish that sankirtan.
Gauranga Prem Nam Sankirtan.
So that power is continuous flow, not a one-time shot. And the power is flowing. As long as the connection is there, the power is flowing. You cut the connection, you cut the power. The Guru is connected. Evam parampara paptam evam rajashayu vidu sakalina hina mahata yoganasya parantapa. He's connected in parampara. So then he gets the power. And distributes it in continuous flow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, anyone can get a connection. Prabhupada, he connected 4,800 disciples. He connected to the flow of Shakti. He didn't just initiate one disciple and collapse on the ground and a pile of no more Shakti. And this line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the more you distribute, the more you gain. The more you give, the more you gain. Or Chaitanya said, I am only one gardener and I have so many fruits to distribute. This tree of Krishna Prem, it just keeps producing more and more fruits. I pick 10 fruits and 20 more up here. It's a very special mango tree. The fruits keep coming, no cessation. Kalpa Vriksha. So I'm trying my best to distribute these fruits of love of God, Lord Chaitanya said. I'm trying to gather so many other people to assist me. Great benediction here.
Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham dehamashtitaha bhajate tadrishi krida yashutva tatparo bhavet.
10:33-36. Anugraha is mercy. Anugraha bhaktanam manusham dehamashtitaha. In order to bestow mercy upon the devotees as well as the conditioned souls, Bhagavan Sri Krishna manifests his human-like form and performs such extraordinary pastimes such as Ras Leela, Bhajate Tadrishi Krida, Tadrishi Krida, Rasa Krida, that anyone who hears about them becomes exclusively devoted to him, Yashutva Tat Parobhavet, Tatparaha. So this is three verses before this, Vikriditam Brajabudhu Viridamcha Vishnu verse. So this shows the power of hearing. Just by hearing about Rasalila, you become dedicated to Krishna. You become Tatparaha. So then it says here, Manasham Deva Astita. So what does this mean? This means that either Krishna accepts a human-like form, or that anyone who takes a human-like form should hear Krishna Leela Katha. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam. In other words, Krishna is showing mercy to his devotees. Which devotees? Manusham Deham Astitaha. Astitaha means the same words. Stali, Stitam. Like we said that verse from first canto, Satve Stitam Prasidati, right? Tado Rajas Tamo Bhava. So this means situated. Anyone situated or assuming or situated in a deha, what kind of deha? A man, human being's deha. If anyone's in human birth, they should hear Leela Katha. Tat Paro Bhavet means you must do this, otherwise you are lost. You should not do anukaran, imitation. You should not imitate Krishna's pastimes. However, those of you who are coming gradually to the stage of Madhyam Adhikar must try to hear these pastimes. Otherwise you are derailed, you're out of line. The opinion that Bhakti Devi enters the heart only after all anarthas, aparads, lust, anger, and other diseases of the heart have been eradicated is not appropriate. On the contrary, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord or the pure devotee, and by faithfully executing sadhana and bhajan, this rare bhakti enters the heart first.
bhaktim param bhagavati prati labhyate. And then all anarthas are automatically dissipated. This conclusion is thoroughly agreeable. Vibhantiye bhagavata atmanasatam katam ritam shravana puteshu sambritam punantite vishaya pidushitashayam vrajanti tachcharana sauruhantikam. Those who drink through their ears Harikata, which is filled with the ambrosial pastimes of Radha and Krishna, who are the life and soul of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus attain the lotus feet of the divine couple. Pibanti, this is 2237 Bhagavatam. Pibanti Bhagavat Atmanaha Satam. This is nice. So we should drink this Harikata, Braj Leela, as much as we can absorb, as much as we can appreciate, and see the effect. Krishna's killing demons. Krishna's coward. Also, it's told if one is having difficulty or disturbance in approaching Radha and Krishna's divine intimate pastimes in Braj like Rasalila, then he should read about the coward boy pastimes. Step back to Sakiras. There's so much sweetness there. So much sweetness, but of a slightly different order. But great sweetness, which will remove the bitterness of aparad from our heart and remove the sourness of sinful desire from our heart. Dai gaur premanandi hari hari bol.